Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on the next generation of KGO 810.
I'm a man who's got very specific.
Amen to that. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Download the KGO app on your smartphone, and we KGO go wherever you go. By the way, of course, KGO is celebrating SF Pride Week all week, and we're welcoming the Indigo Girls to the Mountain Winery on Tuesday, August 9th. Tickets are on sale now at mountainwinery.com. But you can win tickets all week with me just by listening. And tonight, once again, we're going to have a movie contest. Guess the movie to win the tickets. Okay, let's take a look.
Take a look at me. What am I?
Val, are you just, do you know what it is? You do. All right, let's do it again.
Take a look at me. What am I?
Okay, first correct answer wins. 415 is the area code. 808-0810. 808-0810. Do I need to play one more time?
Take a look at me. What am I?
What is that?
And if you guess it right, then you get a pair of tickets.
That's it.
Is that how it goes?
That's the way it works.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
I love this.
Yeah.
All right.
We want to play. I want to play from AGT, the 63-year-old transgender comedian Julia Scotty, who got four yeses last night. Let's take a listen.
So I am old. I'm in the autumn of my years. I'm at this age where if I were on a sinking ship and there weren't enough lifeboats to go around, right, and I was getting the last seat on the last boat, and just as I was about to climb on board, this young girl comes up, give me the sad face, you know, like I'm supposed to change places with her. Seriously, I'm supposed to say something noble like, you know, dear, I've had a good life. You take my seat on the lifeboat. F*** that. I get to be this old by giving up my seat on a lifeboat. With disappointment. At least for a couple of more minutes, you know.
You have so much to offer. Can I ask you a question? Why did you start so late in life?
I was 28 when I started, and I did it for 20 years, and then I took 11 years off. I became a teacher, and there was other issues. Well, for the first 28 years of my life, I was known as Rick Scotty.
On the way.
Whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, you're human. And you're funny.
Thank you.
And you're talented.
Thank you.
And you're brave. And I'm so glad we got to see you.
Howie.
It's obvious you're a yes.
Heidi? Definite yes.
Obviously, sweetie, it's a yes.
And you got your fourth yes from me.
All right, and away she goes. And away we go on the Drex Radio Show. Let's see, I think we have our winner.
Take a look at me. What am I?
No, we don't have a winner. No winner yet. Oh, that's an easy movie.
Do you have to know if it's the winner, if it's the original or the sequel? Because it's kind of from several.
It doesn't even matter.
It's so easy.
Yeah, just say the word of the movie.
Okay, that's
how many
really
were
easy.
There? I don't even know.
More than one. I know there's a sequel, and I think then there was a spinoff, and then there was a special release, and then I don't know. I'm not gonna say anything. I don't want to.
It's a kid's movie.
I am a kid. I liked it.
Did you?
I'm trying to think if I
saw it or not. Okay.
You did.
All right, well, we do not have the correct answer, so 415-808-0810. Love this new app from Tinder for hooking up with people at the airport.
Wait, Tinder needed to create an app? I always thought that was called going to the bar and getting a scotch.
Apparently not. So there are a few things that are as actually acutely boring and saddening as being stuck in the airport departure lounge. But now they will be, thanks, there is salvation on the way in the form of, well, tender for airports. Users will select their flight details to sign in and then are able to connect with others through app messaging, getting information on them, what cities they're headed to and what time their flight leaves. And whether you're a business traveler en route to a conference or a music fan headed to a festival looking to make new friends before the event and maybe even share a cab from the airport, well, then Tinder Airport will be for you.
Tinder Airport? That's a lame name
no,
for
I don't,
it.
No, I don't think they have a name for it yet.
Oh, come on. They got to brand it.
It looks to me like they're, because I see pictures of this, looks to me like they're already using this in the UK. Well, let's see here. Yeah. Okay.
Well, those Randy Brits.
Well, it's on its way here, if not already here. I think what you need to just do is look it up. Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, speaking of stupid news, they did this survey. They found that 53% of people say that they actually like hanging out at the airport.
I kind of do. I love people watching.
You're in this group?
I am in this group. I tried to meet friends who were just on a layover there, and we ended up not even meeting up, but it was okay. It was a cool way to start my morning. I got myself a pastry and overpriced coffee, and I saw people coming and going from all over the world and making up stories in my mind about all these things. It was very romantical. But I suppose it's different when you're actually traveling and late and worried about if you're going to make your flight.
The stress, right. Yes, but the survey found 53% of people like you and you're in it, they actually like hanging out at the airport, but you can get burned on it. So they say people who travel a lot for business don't like the airport quite as much as regular people who just fly for, you know, once in a while.
That's totally what makes a difference, yeah.
If you're just doing the chill factor and you sit at the bar, like you said, and have, what are you drinking?
I call it coffee.
Oh, right.
With a certain type of cream in it that's alcoholic.
Okay. I have a surprise for you.
Is it an Irish coffee?
No.
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 You're no fun.
This goes back about a month, Valerie.
I know what this is.
You did? No, you don't. Jimmy Kimmel
did it
last night.
You told me. You actually texted me.
Oh, crap.
You busted. You ruined your own surprise.
I ruined my own surprise.
But I haven't seen it yet. I haven't heard it yet, so...
Okay, let's take it away. Kimmel.
We watch our cats groom each other a lot.
Wait a second here.
Jimmy Kimmel's got a very high voice.
No. Because he goes right to his big screen. It's the Licky Brush.
Yes.
It's the Licky Brush. Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, Pussycat?
They were demonstrating the Licky Brush.
Oh, he's using it?
No, he didn't. So Jimmy Kimmel did a remote interview with the husband and wife team who invented the Licky Brush. It's a fake tongue that you hold in your mouth and you use it to groom your cats. Their names are Jason and Tara O'Mara. And they're actually doing a Kickstarter campaign. And by the way, they've already overshot their fundraising goal by more than 30%. So it's going to happen. It's the Licky Brush. So here's Kimmel talking to them.
We watch our cats groom each other a lot. It's a big part of their life. And it's an intimate ritual between the mother and the baby kittens. So it was kind of obvious to us that we should try to get involved and that the humans shouldn't be left out of this bonding opportunity. So the kitten sponge and licked one of the cats with that in his mouth.
So this is a sex toy, then, is what you're saying.
No, but people do want to use it that way, and that's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
So if you want to get this damn Licky Brush, yes, it's a fake tongue. You put that in your mouth, and then it's got a brush on the end.
What's new, pussycat?
Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, pussycat?
Lick your pussy, cat.
I would not buy one. But if someone bought it for me, okay, I'd use it. But I will not lower myself to actually buy one.
You know what? I will buy you a Licky Brush if you will let me post it at Generation Drex.
That's got to happen.
You let me put it on the KGO Facebook.
Done.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna get you a Licky Brush.
When I come in with my face split in two because my cat's like, I don't know why you're doing that. My face is filleted open.
Right.
You'll
That's
be happy.
What we'll have it. Right. Do your cats hiss and hate and all that stuff?
Not even a hiss warning. You just get split open. It ruined my career as a hand model.
Do we have a winner to this damn contest yet?
Yay!
We do? Is that a yes? All right. Let me see. Let me play the clip. Oh, stop with that pussycat.
Take a look at me. What am I?
All right, Roberto. Roberto. Yes. Hi, what is the movie?
Shrek.
Correctamundo. Very good. All right. Thank you very much. Hold on a second. We need to get your information. So you're off to see the Indigo Girls at the Mountain Winery on Tuesday, August 9th. Tickets are on sale now at mountainwinery.com. Very nice. Only took 100 calls, but very good. It's Shrek, people. I don't think I've ever seen Shrek. You've got to turn your microphone on.
I don't know.
You've got these silly thoughts of Leaky Brush running through your brain.
I was distracted.
It's, when you talk into that piece of steel, it's got to be turned on. Whoops.
Steel.
Here we go. That pussycat, I love you. Yes, she do. All right, I've had enough. I got to take a break. Lee Graham, give us some traffic.
KGO 810. Now, back to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. Closer I am to
Okay, let's go to Fallon from last night.
So let's take a look at the pros and cons of Microsoft getting into the weed business. Here we go. Pro, they've got a new business model to replace the old one. Con, a new search engine to replace Bing. Bong.
Bong.
Pro, they're replacing the Xbox 360. Con, with the Xbox 420. Oh, well, that makes sense if you think about it. Pro, upgrading to Microsoft's brand new Office programs. Con, Microsoft Weed, Exhale, and Power Joint. Pro, putting your computer in sleep mode. Con, it doesn't wake up until 4 p.m. the next day. Pro, Microsoft is hoping to provide entertainment for stoners. Con, a.k.a. screensavers. Oh, yeah. Flying toasters, dude! Pro, going to a Microsoft shareholders meeting. Con, hearing everyone ask, you shareholding? Finally, pro, there's already proof that Microsoft and marijuana work well together. Con, it's called Xbox. There you go. That's the pros and cons.
You gotta love it. And by the way, I did not know that Microsoft was getting into the weed business. I'm not sure exactly where they're going with that.
That'll be interesting.
I know, right? But this could be a really big buzzkill. I don't know who you're voting for, but if you vote for Trump, I can tell you, I don't think he's going to run for vice president, but I think Chris Christie, who keeps hanging on. He's like the trampoline that won't leave.
The trampoline that won't leave?
Yeah, he's as big as the trampoline that won't leave.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the trampoline that won't leave. If he's the attorney general, he hates on marijuana. I mean, even medicinal. He will shut it down. So they're already talking about this. I've got this... this article, and it's talking about why the next president could be a buzzkill for the pot advocates in this country, saying, look out, Chris Christie being the attorney general. All you have to do is take a list of all the state licensed cannabis growers and sellers into the federal district court and say, Your Honor, here are the people who have applied for and been given licenses to commit federal felonies. Done. Out of business.
They can really do that?
Well, they could.
Because
I mean,
it's,
if Chris
it, because
Christie
it's
could,
a federal. It, yes, it's it a, is yes, a federal. It's still, yes, but it's okay on the state.
No.
I'm so confused.
No. Well, okay. So it's against the law. It's a Schedule I drug, just like heroin and meth and cocaine and all of those things. Okay. And ecstasy, MDMA. All right. There's a lot of people who want it to be Schedule II to move it to Schedule II.
But
the problem with scheduling it as a number two drug from the FDA requires the FDA to study it, which would probably take about 10 years.
7 to 10 years.
And then here comes Big Pharma taking over. And all these people have put their lives and their careers and their money and
I was kinda hoping...
their hopes and dreams into marijuana. I mean, here's why it's been cool now. It's just because Obama said, just chill. Just chill.
Chill, man. Be cool.
Yeah, it's because it is still federally against the law.
Right.
They have just chosen to ignore it.
I think if they just continue to ignore it like they have, and then corporate, I love that small business and entrepreneurs are getting in now. I hope there's not a backlash. I was just hoping I could go to Costco sometime and see Kirkland weed in like pallets of weed that you can get, you know, that would be awesome.
Wow. Awesome. That yeah. would be.
You just buy one of the big old Kirkland pasta. What do they have? Pizza, whole chicken.
Would you want to smoke that though? I mean,
no,
I think I would want to vape it.
I don't.
I mean, you know.
I do not do well with the pot. Mm-mm.
No, you don't?
No. It makes me, it hurts my lungs.
No,
it,
that's what I don't like. I mean, so yeah, that's,
yeah, no.
I, because I've never smoked one cigarette in my entire, have I smoked pot? Yes. Have I smoked, I've never smoked one cigarette because my dad was a chain smoker. So
yeah, I was really
loath
to,
one big favor.
I think yeah. I tried smoking when I was in Scotland because, okay, it's what you do. You're traveling. You're okay.
Well, you're having Hennessy and stuff.
Yeah. And I,
no, you're having Jameson.
Jameson on the rocks.
Yes.
But, you know, I had a cold at the time. So add to that cigarette smoke, I sounded like Lucille Ball at 80. Just blah, blah, blah. Not sexy at all. So, no, I never smoked.
As far as Hillary's team is concerned, she's just pro-state. You know, leave it up to the states.
States' rights.
States' rights. That's right. But look out if Trump comes. You know, look, I don't think he's going to run him as the vice president. I think he's looking for that attorney general.
I wonder
general
if he's
gig.
Ever going to make it to the through this week. He doesn't have any campaign money.
Did you see that today? He has $1.4 million.
Doesn't buy you
that's
10
all Trump,
seconds of that, ads.
That's all
at the
money.
Super Bowl.
How's that? That's all the money.
Remember, he was a very rich man. He's very rich.
Yeah, but he won't reveal his taxes.
He's huge. He's hugely rich.
Hillary's got $43 million in the last. I heard. What did I hear? Somebody said she's already. They've got $1 billion in the bank to roll her.
They do, and she already has three campaigns in the can and ready to roll.
And he has 1.4 million.
But he's tweeting.
Well, here's the problem for Donald, whether you're for or against him. He's made it very clear from the beginning that he's self-funding. So herein lies the problem. You can't go to these people now when you've said you're self-funding and ask people for money because they're saying, look, you said you're self-funding. So why should we
he
donate?
He can spin the argument. I know he has it in him.
Well, he doesn't have the Republican Party behind him. I think that, I tell you, the craziest thing with all of this has been, you know, it's going to be a battle in Cleveland. Oops, no, it's not. He clinched.
He clinched in Cleveland?
Right. No. He got his delegate over his 1237, so... Now it was just everything's going to be chill in Cleveland, right?
Right.
But now the Republican Party seems to be backing off. He's down 10 points in the last week. You know, Hillary's coming out. He did this speech today coming at Hillary, but it was once again the teleprompter thing. I thought it was really bad. Hillary did a speech too. I thought it was all right. I mean, it's just...
Do you think everything's winding down? Are we losing our steam finally, our political juggernaut steam? Because we're down to two primary candidates for... each major party. We got 5 months to go,
yep.
And I think everybody's exhausted.
That's it. We're at burnout. So I think that it doesn't matter what
feel
the talk...
Feel the burnout?
Yeah. Well, Bernie still hasn't dropped out. He's costing us $38,000 a day for the Secret Service. Yeah. Bernie is going to make a major address at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. That's the latest today.
What do you think he's going to say?
Well, I don't know. He's going to do his Bernie thing. You know, hell on wheels. I think that he'll talk about free education and single-payer health insurance, which is a good thing. These are all good things.
But it won't be any sort of coup.
No, there will be no coup. The coup, I think, is going to happen at the Republican convention. So it's back on. So I can't wait again now for Chip Franklin to go over there in July.
Oh, he's going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yes. Better him than me.
We have to wait till when?
Till July.
Oh, that's
yeah, it's
far.
Right around the corner.
Okay, I can.
All hell is going to break loose. But I think that the country is in complete burnout, and everything that goes on every single day that we have to sit and watch on Fox or CNN, no one cares.
Yeah,
that's where we're at. Okay, so let me see. Let's take a break now. Oh, I will talk about the Stairway to Heaven thing. This is going on. This is crazy today. The jury has now gotten. Let me see if they came back with a verdict. So the Stairway to Heaven, where it was plagiarized, they are now deliberating. And I have a feeling it's not, I don't think that they were sequestered, so I'm sure they let them go home. No. And so they will get back together again tomorrow and decide whether they, Robert Plant and the rest of them lost the copyright dispute or they're going to let them slide on it.
I think the ultimate test is this everybody who's like trying to, what are they called? Jurors. The test is, can you watch a laser show just as well to the, what is it, by Tusk or whatever it is? Not Tusk. What's the?
Fleetwood Mac, Tusk?
No. The other, not the.
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Hell. The other one. Not the Stairway to Heaven. The one. The people
Highway
who are suing.
Hell.
No, the people who are suing.
Oh, Spirit. Taurus. Yeah.
Taurus. That's it. Taurus. Not Tusk. Taurus. Okay. Well, I can't speak.
Are
but
you
what
on
I
the
meant
Highway
was...
to Hell? We're all. Oh, you know what? I'm going to talk about somebody that was on the Highway to Hell. That perfect segue. Thank you very
You're
much,
welcome.
Valerie.
I'm so glad I could help.
Yeah. So the great thing today in court was, as they, you know, they were. He was on the defense stand. He was on the stand. Robert Plant said, "Listen, people, I don't have a recollection of almost anyone I've ever hung out with," and everybody's, you know, just burst into laughter.
True story.
Yeah. He says, too much snookers and beer. That would be the puff, puff, pass along with the booze.
Snookers?
Snookers and beer. So, we'll see. His defense lawyers argue that the chord progression in question is very common and has been used for more than 300 years. Not so sure about that. I think they're in trouble. I think they're going to have to write a check. Why they have to do it 46 years later, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. All right, so we'll get to going down the road and causing trouble coming up next. On the Drex Radio Show, we'll continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up, but first with a look at traffic, Lee Graham.
Drex on KGO 810.
Yes, this is the highway to hell. That, oh my God, now you're giving it to me.
It's the hell way to high.
Yes, it is the hell way to high on the Drex Radio Show on KGO. Yeah, that's right. And I'm sorry, Axl Rose just does Brian Johnson no credit whatsoever. It just doesn't work for me. If I'm going to see AC/DC, it's got to be Brian Johnson. Okay. All right. Let's talk about drivers. There's a guy named Derek DeAnda from Elk Grove who was in his car last month when he saw a van swerve off the road and roll over. Well, guess what? Being the good Samaritan that he is, he immediately stopped to help. And it's a good thing that he did because a guy and his three kids were trapped inside. Derek broke a window, helped pull them out safely before the paramedics showed up. And then he got a bill for $143 from the paramedics.
And I pulled up right as it happened. There was a guy standing inside the van because it was on its side holding a two-year-old infant. Why do I have to pay a $150 bill?
You know, we're obligated to provide the same level of service, the same billing, the same everything for every patient we encounter. And this is truly a unique situation. In my 28 years, this is the first time I've run into a situation similar to this. You know, there is a mechanism for appealing this. There's a mechanism in place for making this right. You know, our desire is to make it right.
I mean, why would I want to stop to help somebody if I'm going to get a bill for $150?
Yes, besides you. But you look, you at least got a merit badge there.
Wait. I'm confused.
Well, it turns out when Derek broke the window on the van to get the kids out, he got a small cut on his hand. So the paramedics took a look at it, and so boom, $143.
Yeah. Did they give him if they had given him a band-aid, it would have been like $243. So that's some beef.
Derek says he was shocked when they charged him for saving the family. I mean, I just wanted to stop and help somebody. I didn't know I was going to get a bill. Well, you just heard what he said. That's what he just said. So, you know, I'm sitting on the Embarcadero today, waiting to go left. And the light turns green, and that the left arrow down there on Broadway does not turn green. Somebody from out of town in a Honda Civic was, and boom, right into the back of me. Oh my God, you gotta be effing kidding me!
You know, it's summertime.
Come on, people.
There's tourists. Yeah. It's a beautiful day.
What are you doing? You're just a troublemaker at this time of night. And you know what? I have to tell you, I thought I'd be the first one. I'm knocking on a lot of things here. I thought it would be my fault the first time here in California. Because I've backed up into people at gas stations and I've done stupid things. you know, minor little fender bender things.
Sure, we all have.
Yeah, okay, but so this dude, you know, he thought the light was going to turn green, and he was behind me, just stomped on it, and boom, hit me. But he was with his family, and he was nice, and he pulled over. Because here, you expect people to run, right? Hit and run. I certainly do.
No.
I got my camera in and I took a picture in reverse.
Oh, very good instincts.
Over my head, like, dude, don't even think about running.
Wow, yeah. That's a pro tip.
Yeah.
I have got to learn that. See,
yes.
I know where you were. Because
it was right behind me because I wasn't going forward after he hit me. And I just took the camera and put it behind me like, dude, I'm filming you.
That's true. I never thought about a hit and run there because it's pretty busy. But I guess someone could be a real douche and do that.
No, but he wasn't a douche and he was a nice guy and he was terrified. And I was not nasty. I had just a pullover and got out. And, you know, he was like 31 or 32 and he had his wife with him. I think some kids. I don't know. But he was standing there shaking. I said, calm down. Nothing's gonna happen.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Just a little.
You know, it's where you put your front license plate on.
With that screwdriver?
With the screw. Yes. Yeah. The screw made an indentation into my plastic bumper.
It's like a perfect pressing.
Right. It's a perfect pressing. Yes.
Like how they mint coins.
Oh, I said, that's it. I said, it's unfortunate that it's this kind of car, but this whole piece will have to be replaced. But
it wasn't a 1989 Hyundai?
No,
it wasn't. No such luck. No. Shoot.
And it wasn't a Tesla either, so somewhere in the
somewhere
middle,
between.
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
But I said to the guy, because I was like, just calm down. It's not going to be a lawsuit here. Nothing's going to happen.
You're very nice about it. There's a lot of people who get
go
really...
ballistic.
Yeah, for I mean,
oh, no,
as an
I
excuse
really didn't
to blow
have that
steam.
In me. No. I even told him, I said...
So
I
you're a nice guy.
I shook his hand and I said, you know... my insurance company will call yours and we'll take care of it. Just forget about it. No. Go on and have a nice day.
Drex, nice guy.
I'd like to think so. Okay. Charlie Sheen. Now, I think we played some of this last night, but there's more now today. So Charlie Sheen first told Matt Lauer he was HIV positive. He insisted that he never put anyone else at risk by not telling them about his condition and having sex with them anyway. Well, yesterday he went back on Today and admitted that he wasn't 100% truthful.
You said you had never put anyone at risk, and yet a lot of women came forward and disagreed with that. You're facing lawsuits over that.
Yeah.
Do they have merit?
They do not. They do not.
None of them.
And no one has been infected.
So you were 100% honest with me that morning when I asked you that question?
I was indeed. Yes.
Let me just make sure we're understanding that this isn't semantics. Are you saying that you informed every partner that you had sex with of your HIV status, or did you not inform some people but use protection?
There were two examples, but protection was always in place. It was for the right reasons, because everyone that I had told up to that moment had shaken me down.
So that's why you chose not to reveal your status to some people.
Yes, yeah.
So these lawsuits I mentioned, I know you can't talk about the specifics.
They're baseless.
Are you confident you'll prevail in those lawsuits?
Yes, I am.
My God, Matt Lauer, that's like a deposition.
Jeez. Matt Lauer bringing the heat.
Yeah, he had to make sure he didn't indict himself there. Wow. How'd he do, Karen? Did he do all right? All right, thumbs up. Now, I love that Charlie said that he had some regrets, so let's hear this.
Charlie Sheen does not live in Regretville,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Is there anything you regret, Charlie?
I regret, you know, not using a condom the one or two times when this whole thing happened, you know? I regret ruining 2.5 men. I regret...
I like that he said
not
that.
Being more involved in my... children's lives growing up, which I am now. That's about it, you know.
It seems like you live a little bit in regret, Phil.
A little bit, yes, I do. Yes, I do. But we can only move forward from today, and they wouldn't call it the past if it wasn't.
I'm happy to hear him say that because, you know, the show was not the same with Ashton Kutcher. I couldn't watch it at all. It just wasn't the same. And then the wonderful lady, I forget her name, the actress who passed away. Did somebody pass away? Or was that maybe not?
Associated with that show?
Yeah, I thought somebody died.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Speaking of, there's a big article in the LA Times today that says they found a new therapy that keeps HIV at bay without daily regimen. And so that's some good news. And basically, the antibody kills the virus. And they may have a herpes vaccine as well coming out of this news.
That's some big breakthroughs.
Yep. So there's some good news. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the hot new beauty trend that's really bizarre. And, oh, yeah. Beach action and...
Beach action.
Beach action.
Does that like involve sand in odd places?
Might, yes. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back on the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
A10 traffic on KGO A10.
Thank you for playing this. I'm trying to get tomorrow night's guests straightened out. We're having a he who's a she, who's a she, who's a he, but I don't know.
It's so funny because you said straightened out. We're getting ready
it's
for Pride
Week.
Here.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's not like I'm not down. It's just when I had Nikki on tonight, I think a couple times I slipped and
different pronoun.
Called her he.
Right. You caught it.
Well, she really had a man's voice.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know.
We're all learning, honey. We're all in this together.
I get it. I comprende. I just, when you're talking to somebody on the radio.
I'm a chameleon. Come and go. Come and go.
I would love to go to this concert.
I know, right? So, Led Zeppelin, as I mentioned, getting sued by Spirit for stealing Stairway to Heaven. Intro from that song Taurus, released in 1968, but there's a song from the 1600s. And this is their defense attorney's argument that that chord progression has been around for hundreds of years. That's interesting. Oh, now I see where they're going to have a problem. All right, so they're deliberating now or tomorrow. Look, come over here. Can you? I'm not even going to try. Okay, go ahead. Can you?
This song is. It's a composer named Giovanni Battista Granata.
And the title is.
Sonata di Chitara. Chitara de Chita Rivera. I don't know. I got nothing. Chitara guitar in violino con il suo basso continuo.
Right, that.
I think I had that at Olive Garden.
Right, that. Now, this is 400 years old. Oh, my God. That is the defense's... That is
you know
Led
what?
Zeppelin's
this fairly,
defense.
This fairly shreds, dude.
Yes, it really does. I thought for sure they were going to lose. Now that I heard the 400-year-old song, I'm thinking they're not going to lose.
I'm thinking Chionetta, de whatever his name is, de Chita Rivera, sue... this other band that I don't know their
Spirit.
Name. Spirit. Whatever. It's a type of American
Taurus.
Cigarette.
Right.
Whatever. It's a cheap gasoline. Spirit.
All right.
It's infringement, man.
The hot new beauty trend is acne. Yes.
No.
Yes. Believe it or not, the hottest trend in Fashion Week in Milan this week right now is acne. A designer named Moto Guo had makeup artists give all of his models faces full of pimples before they walked down the runway on Monday.
Moto Guo?
That's right.
This is not a
Moto Guo.
No.
G-U-O. So it could be Moto Go.
Guo.
Moto Guo. Okay.
What? Mario Cuomo Guo.
Okay. So, no one is quite sure why. Don't look to me for answers. I don't understand this high fashion stuff, but I'm even more confused. So now having zits will be a thing.
It will not. Where you from? Rest assured. You
sexy thing. That's a sexy thing. All right. Your grandparents are better with technology than you think. Check this out. This is from PR Newswire. They've got results from this new survey of people over 60 years old about their feelings towards modern technology. 99% say they use the internet, even if it's just to check the mail or use Google. But mom has the damnedest time. I mean, she probably spends $500 a year getting her laptop fixed.
Oh, you said the same thing about the cable network that shall not be named.
Yes, that too.
The TV.
Yeah, they're on speed dial. Almost 2 out of 3 say they own a smartphone. Okay, of seniors, only 20% say they need a lot of help with technology. Don't know about that. God, even I do. It's just a mess. 60% say they can usually figure things out themselves. 20% say they never need help. Good for them.
How many said that they need their daughter to help them to turn on the computer? I love you, Mom, but...
I know, right?
I'm thinking okay. This was a different demographic than what I've experienced.
Now that I've got Mom so used to the iPhone, she can never go back. She goes, well, what about like the Samsung and stuff? I said, no. Now that you've got Apple down, you cannot.
Oh, no.
No. 70% are on Facebook. This is why kids don't use Facebook. This is why Facebook is trending down social media use. Yeah, there's
because
your answer.
Because the oldsters figured out how to use it and spy on their kids?
Yep. 30% use Pinterest, 9% use Instagram, only 8% use Twitter. But there's still one place where they want to do things the old-fashioned way, dating. Only 5% would ever date, except in Florida probably. And half of us think it's okay for men to wear tiny Speedos. That's quite jarring.
Which half of us?
I know, right? According to this new survey, almost half of Americans are now cool with men wearing tiny Speedos to the beach. Dear God, we're becoming the French. God help us. 77% of women say they'd never go topless on a nude beach. Well, I thought you women wanted to. I mean, especially on a nude beach.
You know, we're fickle. I mean, I don't know.
We are.
On a hot day, that underwire is a pain. But boy, on a beach, I don't know. I'd have to be in a foreign country.
18% of Americans have gone fully nude at one. Really? Lots of dudes, I guess. Lots of dudes, I suppose. Our four biggest fears at the beach are having our stuff stolen. Yes. Getting sunburned. Bad weather ruining the day, or being attacked by a shark.
Being attacked by a nude shark.
No, you're being harassed by the panhandlers.
Oh, that's a real thing.
In the Caribbean.
It's a real thing.
In Mexico. Yeah, that's a real thing. All right. Okay. So should we make, let's make fun of this guy. Even though so ESPN's big shot Stephen A. Smith wrongly predicts the NBA championship 6 times in a row. Okay, we got to play.
I got to give Miami the edge.
The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions.
OKC collectively as a unit is a better team. They'll take Miami out in 6 games.
The Miami Heat are once again NBA champions.
I'm picking the San Antonio Spurs to win this series.
It's back-to-back titles for the Heat.
I'd probably bet my money on the Spurs, but I use the word probably because, Skip, I'm not doing it.
The Spurs are the 2014 NBA champions.
I'm going with the Cavs.
What? The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions.
Uh-huh. I'm picking the Golden State Warriors.
The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
The guy is so confident.
Dude, stop.
He has such swagger about it. Yo, this is my pick. And you know that the bookie...
I have to tell you something. His chances of getting at least one pick right completely randomly would be 98.4%. 98.4. So he's 0-6.
The odds makers in Vegas probably listen to him and go the opposite direction.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and he's a heavy. You know, I think he was in the building. I think that he was down the street there, down the hall there on KNBR. I wonder if those guys have that, because that is just...
That's crazy. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. All right, have a great night, everybody. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.
Come a chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Loving would be easy if your colors were like my dreams. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Every day.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.